Today at the U.S. Embassy in India. The president's visit comes at the heels of protests against India's new citizenship law that critics say marginalizes the country's more than 200 million Muslims, a charge that the Narendra Modi government denies.
So we did talk about religious freedom, and I will say that the prime minister was incredible on what he told me. He wants people to have religious freedom, and very strongly, and he said that in India they have worked very hard to have great and open religious freedom.
The law fast-tracks Indian citizenship to immigrants from three neighboring countries, unless they are all Muslims. He spoke with reporters about the pending trade deal with India.
With India, India is, I think, the highest, again, I said it before, but the highest tariff when you deal with India. Harley-Davidson has to pay tremendous tariffs when they send motorcycles in here. When India sends motorcycles into the U.S., there's virtually no tariff. For the most part, there is absolutely no tariff. So I just said that's unfair, and we're working it out.
During the two-day visit, President Trump has announced that the countries were expanding cooperation on counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and maritime security. Human Rights Watch is calling on members of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva to take urgent action to address the brutal crackdown by Iranian security forces on anti-government protests that rocked Tehran and more than 100 other cities and towns late last year. Iranian authorities have failed to hold security forces accountable for excessive and unlawful use of lethal force in dealing with the week-long protests that began on November the 15th following a government decision to raise fuel prices. More than 3 months later, officials have failed to announce the total numbers of deaths and arrests during the protests. This is VOA News. Longtime Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak has died at the age of 91. His death was